face it, we all hate Monday, so what better day to rant than this?
My peeps are going to be rioting in the streets.
Here is John Pollock on Fight Network Radio.
I was fortunate enough to climb to the top and become the world's heavyweight champion. I really thought that's what I wanted more than anything else in the world again, was that world heavyweight title. But I guess at this point in time, that isn't one of the priorities in my life, and I'd like to take this opportunity, first of all, to thank all of you again. How do you say thanks for 10 years of support? You don't. I just hope that I've been able to convey to you what all your support has meant to me. And number two, I'd like to officially announce my retirement right now from professional wrestling. I don't know what I'm going to be doing, but I'll stop by periodically, and I'll say hello. And don't ever forget, you're the greatest fans in the world. And I want you to go to sleep at night knowing that Ric Flair is a fan of yours, too. Thank you.
This Sunday could very well be the final match in the near 36-year career of Ric Flair. Are you pumped? Are you excited? Is it too emotional to watch? No, of course it's not, because this angle has been fumbled from the very beginning. The last month with Shawn Michaels has been good. Flair's delivery of the promos written for him have been good. And the build for his retirement has been good. But for a wrestler the caliber of Ric Flair and what he has meant to the industry, the word good is just not good enough. When the angle was first launched last fall, it looked tremendous, and they had 6 months to properly build for a climax at WrestleMania where the options were unlimited. Maybe Flair goes for one last title run at Mania. Appearances from his most famous rivals over the years wishing him luck. A chance for Flair to cut his last great set of promos, and a scene at the Hall of Fame that would be the icing on the cake. Yes, the table was set for a very special angle involving the one performer who hands down deserves the star treatment on the way out. Hell, even I was genuinely excited about what they would do with Flair's final storyline in professional wrestling. Fast forward to today, and the last 6 months have done nothing to build for this final match. The first night of this angle saw Flair go against a world champion Randy Orton, a match set up to build heat for Orton and Chris Jericho. Then Flair disappeared from television without any reason, something that would become a common theme throughout this angle. Then they got the audience back on track with a match with Triple H set for New Year's Eve in Greensboro, North Carolina. An electric crowd gave this match the feeling that few WWE matches have been able to accomplish in the last decade, and were primed for a huge Flair come from behind victory. But instead, Triple H is disqualified to build up a squash match on Raw with William Regal. With Flair's own family in the audience, the company didn't want to detract from the Hunter and Regal story and bother showing them on camera. Then came MVP, and there went MVP at the Royal Rumble. Ditto for Ken Kennedy at No Way Out in two programs that not one person could have left caring about, and doing absolutely nothing for MVP or Kennedy. Think of all the potential things that could have been done during the last 6 months. Arn Anderson and Ricky Steamboat, two guys that are backstage every night, never even made their way onto television during this angle. How about legends from the past building up this Mania match? Could the company even bother to dust off some of the footage they are sitting on that contains Flair's career? But hey, instead of that, we have gotten to see Flair lose in tag matches, disappear in the middle of the storyline, and not cut a proper promo during this entire run. Don't get me wrong, the match with Michaels this Sunday, if given time, which it will, should be tremendous. The scene should be very emotional at the end, but that comes in no thanks to the WWE, but rather fans that understand who Ric Flair is better than members of the WWE creative team, and will give him the send-off deserving of his career. As I stated, everything over the last month has been good, but this was a career that didn't last as long as it did by being good, and when it came to his final run, this company couldn't bother to be great.